Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, I'm going to put this one on Facebook Live. Parents and their child's sexual orientation. All right. This is going to be kind of interesting. This has kind of come up in the news. I mean, honestly, we got so much going on right now that it just blows my mind that, and mind you, you know, the world does not stop just because we might be going into World War III. I think we're going into World War III. I'm not trying to be pessimistic. I just think that we kind of have, you know, a huge parallel when it comes to World War II and what's going on. So as far as I'm concerned, we're not really heading into a, you know, sort of peacetime, okay? It's going to be kind of tumultuous. But one thing that's been going on in Florida, and actually going on throughout a whole bunch of schools, is what kids get taught. And what kids get taught in class, and if there needs to be parental consent, and if parents need to be made privy, and if a parent does not like what's being taught, if they have a right to object. Now, this isn't anything new, because, I mean, when I was growing up, we had sex ed. And sex ed, I don't think my parents had to sign a form back then. I don't remember. And it really wasn't about sex. It was about tampons and how our body changes. And then we had to have a scoliosis check. So I remember we had to take off our shirts. And then we had to, like you know, we had to bend forward so they could, you know, check us for scoliosis and stuff. So that's all I really remember from sex ed. And remember, I went to 12 different schools until high school when my folks moved in senior year. In order for me to graduate, I had to have one more sex ed. I'm sure my husband could say I wish he had more sexual education. But I had one more sex ed. And by then, again, the class was a joke. And so over the years, parents were asked, look, are you okay with us talking about sex? You know, penetration, things like that. Well, somebody realized that the sexual curriculum was primarily heterosexual curriculum. And you have children out there that might not be heterosexual. They might be homosexual or asexual or intersexual. And so if we're going to teach sex ed, do we teach and talk about what people do in a very, in an isolated group, or do we talk about how sex can be across the multitude of the spectrum? And so some parents are like, fine, whatever, my kid needs to know what's going on, my kid needs to understand. Others are like, no, because there could be room for there to be, I don't know, interjection or swaying. And me as a doctor, I can tell you right now, if a child is gay or if an adult is gay, all right, that isn't something that somebody could talk them into. One thing I think we've learned is being gay or straight is not just you're either gay or you're straight. You're either with me or against me. I think what we have found is it's a spectrum of heterosexuality, homosexuality, and it's more of, look, who do I want to be with and how do I want to be with that person? Some people want to be with a person without sex. Doesn't mean they're straight. Doesn't mean they're gay. Might mean they're asexual. Maybe they just don't want to have sex with that person. They love them, but they just don't want to have sex with that person. You know, when you see people like Anne Heck or, you know, celebrities that go from being married to a female to a male, and you're like, well, how could they be? Because that's what we've been explaining. We used to call them bisexual, but people fall in love with who they fall in love with, and then they want to, and they want to be intimate with that person. So obviously, sexual education has the curriculum or some of the subject matter has changed as we as society have kind of learned that it's not just vaginal or penile penetration of the vagina. Now, for fertilization purposes, yes, I think a school can teach that without looking like they're being, you know, biased or homophobic. They could say, look, you know, how many people are born is because there is sexual interaction that involves a penis and a vagina, and that's how we have fertilization. I mean, we do teach fertilization. We have to teach fertilization. People have to understand eggs, sperm, they have to understand about pregnancy. So you do have to have those talks. Well, with Florida, there's a bill. It's called the Florida Don't... It's not called the Florida Don't Say Gay Bill. It's called the Senate Bill 1834, the Parents' Rights in Education Bill. And it's because parents want to have more say in deciding what their children are exposed to in the classroom. If the bills were to become law, they would give parents the right to sue school districts that violate their provisions. Critics call it a Don't Say Gay Bill. And it argues the measures will weaponize the idea of parental rights to marginalize LGBTQ people. So the bill verbiage that's generating debate, according to Tampa Bay Times, is the following. Quote, a school district may not encourage classroom discussion about sexual orientation or gender identity in primary grade levels or in a manner that is not age appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students. So some people are like, okay, so what you're doing is you're saying you can't, don't be bringing this up in kindergarten. Don't be bringing this up in third grade. And they may not be age appropriate. Others are saying, okay, wait a second. That means if anybody talks about sexual orientation or gender identity, they could then be liable. So why are these bills in existence? Well, the reason why is there's a lot of concerns that parents have that there was like that one case where I think parents sued because the school tried to, I guess, have a child identify with a cat. Or another school, I think, is in trouble because they talked to a child who was kind of too young to identify, especially when it comes to sexuality, and the parents feel the school might have talked them into it. So we'll talk more about this. But there's definitely debate. 1-877-DOLLAR.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a common question we get is, you know, when, a common question I've gotten throughout the years is, when do you teach the kids about the birds and the bees? You know, when do you talk to them about sex and all that? And I told you, with my kids, it was earlier than I ever expected because they were joking about it after a sleepover. And when the friend left, they were joking, Stone was 7, Brock was 4. And they were giggling about it. And I go, okay, so teach me. Huh? You guys are talking about sex. What is it? I want to know. Because I want to know what they knew, right? So they go, there's the older one and the younger one. It's when a boy sticks his blank into the girl's blank. And I was like, well, You know, and like I said, big difference between, you know, when girls talk about sex. Well, it's when two people fall in love and they hug and they kiss and they go off to the sunset. Instead, you got a little four-year-old boy where it's a then. I mean, it's amazing how women are women are from Mars, women are from Venus. So I had the discussion a little sooner than I thought it would. But in my family, me, we're very open. We talk about stuff all the time. And the kids ask questions. They go, you know, when did you guys date? You know, did you guys have sex before marriage? Did you whatever? And, you know, I'm honest with them. I talk to them about stuff. Yeah, I talk to them about the assault. I talk to them about a bunch of things. Because I just don't want them to think we're very, very open. And I don't want them to think I lied. I don't want them to hear things from, and because I talk about a lot of stuff on the show, the last thing I want is people, you know, telling them, you know, something, and then they're like, but wait a second. No, my mom and dad said it was a stork that brought me, that, you know, they didn't have any sex at all, and I came from the sky. I was, oh, you know, God is my father, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm very, very open and honest. So with kids, I think it really does depend on when you as parents feel comfortable. You'll know what the kids are ready to talk about, but don't underestimate kids. Some of these kids, we think, oh, they're too young, they're too young. All right, keep in mind, you know, kids for centuries were already tending the farm. They're already running the business much younger. You know, just because Sesame Street is something they're watching doesn't mean they can't understand some other concepts. So when you bring up the birds and the bees, don't bring up birds or bees, because I really don't know how that, you know, is relevant. And you could just talk to them about, you know, well, we could talk to you about how you were born. You know, we could talk about how that happened. We could talk about sex and what happens with sex. But then you also want to talk about protection and ways to protect yourself, because there are certain diseases and things like that. And then also risk of assault. You know, what might be consented originally might be consent withdrawn later. And so, you know, there, the sex talk is not one talk. The sex talk is going to have to span and be, and I still have discussions with the kids. And I go, look, you know, be careful. It, you know, it might be consented, it might be whatever, but, you know, keep in mind, somebody could say, nope, they didn't want that. So don't do it unless it's with somebody that you're, you know, having a relationship with, that you trust. You gotta really be careful with casual sex these days. And so, you know, I'll talk to them a lot more about things. Sometimes they don't want to hear it, and sometimes they're like, why, what happened? Well, this is going on, this is going on, this is going on. You know, this person was drunk, and so, you know, somebody drunk might not be able to give consent. So, yeah, and, you know, my kids are good kids, you know, but these are things that I have discussions with them on. So it's not going to be one talk. It's going to be a multi-series course, okay, with multiple seasons. Maybe it'll air on Netflix. But in Florida, there's a lot of controversy now about sex taught in schools and what schools are allowed to do. And why this is coming up is, I think there was a case where in Leon County, parents sued the school district for allegedly freezing them out of a discussion about their child's gender identity. So this lawsuit happened November in 2021. So just a couple months ago, a public interest law firm has filed a suit on behalf of a Tallahassee couple against Leon County Schools, saying the district violated the rights because its LGBTQ policies exclude parents from conversations about their child's gender identity. And so parents are concerned that they can't, I guess, you know, be a part of these conversations. A school official said no, the parent gave the school permission to let the child take the lead in discussions. And so I know some of you are like, well, what's going on? Why is a child's sexual identity being talked about at school? Why isn't there, you know, what's happening here? Why not, you know, should it be in a doctor's office? Should it be at home with the parents? Well, the other reason for it is, And this is why there's abortion laws that are being promoted where parents don't have to consent, is because they feel that these kids are going to be abused by their parents if the parents don't agree with their choices. So if a child decides to wants to get an abortion, many states fear that the child would have parents, and the parents would say, oh, hell no, you're not having it, and then that child won't be able to have an abortion. So they want to give children the choice to have an abortion, give children autonomy, which is interesting because there's a lot of debates on autonomy, whether it's, you know, fetus right during an abortion or, you know, maternal right, but, you know, there's the idea that parents are so restrictive. I mean, my parents were very, very restrictive that, you know, if a child wants to talk about their identity, wants to talk about it, and they feel they can't, where do they go? And, you know, I've had children like that. It's difficult where parents are in denial. The child's like, I don't want to be a boy anymore. I don't want to be a boy anymore. What do I do? Where does that child go? So the child goes to the school, and the school wants to have a safe place for them to be able to do that. But the problem is you as a parent, you do have parental rights. And there was this one case where I think the child, there was, and again, I need to look at it, and I got to figure out the one with the cats. There was something about where people were told to identify as cats, so I don't know what they were doing. I mean, I get it how, you know, walk in their shoes, but I'm not exactly sure what they were doing with that. But I think there was one case where parents were concerned that the child was being goaded one way into another, and we don't want there to be any influences. We don't want anybody pushing anybody one way or another. We want a child to be able to decide. But it's subjective on how a child, what tools are used to allow a child to decide it. And so this is something where you would think, okay, I can't believe schools are dealing with this. I can't believe this is a topic now. But I guess it is, because people for years have lived in a body or lived a life that they didn't want to live. And, you know, public officials want to allow children to have that choice early on, sometimes before even puberty. So there's going to be continual debate on when we bring up a child's identity. You know, homosexuality, heterosexuality, asexuality, intersexuality, you would think those subjects should come up once a child is having sex or once a child is going through puberty or starting to have desires. That, you know, but in terms of identity, there's a big push by parents and some in the medical community to decide before puberty so they can intervene. But then there's also questions on, is a child even capable of making a decision like that? You know, I didn't know until well into my 20s if I wanted to have kids. Now, I'm heterosexual, cis female, but I had no idea at the age of 8, 4, 14, what I wanted to do in terms of reproduction. And so one thing that I'm kind of concerned about is, just because somebody wants to be a female or male doesn't mean they don't want to reproduce. And they may want to, as trans female or trans male, still reproduce. And how does that child decide which sex organs they are going to want or need later in life? So these are things that are topics that used to never be topics. They were topics, but they were never talked about, that now the schools are taking on. And so with this bill that has come up in Florida that has caused a lot of controversy. It's a very, very small paragraph. A school district may not encourage classroom discussion about sexual orientation or gender identity in primary grade levels or in a manner that is not age appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students. That's, I think, talking about grade school level. You know, our schools, who decides what's appropriate? You know, who decides what students are developmentally ready for? So this is something that is going to take a huge meeting of the minds with parents, with public officials, with doctors, as we don't want somebody making a decision that might be too premature, but we also want people being able to speak about how, you know, be able to have an open, safe forum where they can speak and ask questions. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most.
And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats are to blame for the rising violent crime rate in the United States. That's at least according to Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, who says the White House has been distracted by tax and spend schemes.
Rates of carjacking have doubled, tripled, and even quadrupled in major metro areas. My hometown of Louisville set a new all-time murder record last year. 188 homicides, 24 of the victims were children.
McConnell slamming some Democrats who have pushed for defunding police departments. Federal agents in Los Angeles are securing SoFi Stadium for this weekend's Super Bowl with bomb-sniffing dogs. The TSA saying their canine program has proven effective over the years. The TSA uses 7 breeds of dogs. This is USA Radio News. France's president is meeting with his Russian and Ukrainian counterparts separately.
As French President Macron invited his Ukrainian counterpart Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday for diplomatic talks on the country's crisis with Russia, Moscow said there were points of convergence laid out by Macron during his 5-hour meeting with Russian President Putin a day earlier. But the Kremlin denies that the two leaders had agreed to de-escalate the tense standoff at the Ukrainian border. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Rising interest rates appear to be pushing people who want to buy homes to the sidelines. The Mortgage Bankers Association reporting Wednesday that the national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage jumped 5 basis points last week to 3.83%. That played a big role in last week's 10% drop in applications for loans to buy new homes. Find us at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
All for tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you had asked about the sensitivity of these COVID tests and why some people are, you know, testing positive and are working great and some people aren't. Well, one easy answer to that, and in terms of some people having great sensitivity with their over-the-counter COVID tests, is different brand. Some of the brands might be just right on, and I'd like to know which brands those are. And some of them, they aren't even, I guess, legal. There's some brands that people are getting, I don't know how they're getting them, that are, quote-unquote, illegal here. And the FDA has found them and has been asking to I guess, for them to be recalled. So we have another brand of home COVID test kits. These are called the Standard Q COVID-19 antigen home tests. Standard Q. FDA says to throw them out. They're illegally imported into the United States. They have not had FDA proof, review. They have not been cleared. No approval. And an investigation has been initiated. Company SD Biosensor has already initiated a voluntary recall. So I don't have those. I don't know where people are getting them. But according to the FDA press release, in the unlikely event that consumers in the U.S. encounter the Standard Q COVID-19 antigen home test, they are encouraged to discard and avoid any use of the test, as it has not been authorized, clear, or approved by the FDA for use of COVID-19 testing and diagnosis in the United States. Consumers that have used the test are strongly encouraged to consider retesting with an FDA-authorized or cleared test. SD Biosensor, Inc. considers illegal importation to be a grave matter. In addition to issuing a voluntary recall for the Standard Q COVID-19 antigen home test, SD Biosensor, Inc. has initiated an investigation to determine how the product was illegally imported into the United States. Distributors or individuals who illegally imported the products initially sold outside the U.S. will be ordered to stop the illegal activity and initiate an immediate product recall. Where did these come from? I don't know. But the company does have a head office in Republic of Korea, South Korea. So somebody sold them to Americans, probably online. Now, this isn't the first time the FDA had to say don't use the tests. Remember last week, the FDA urged consumers to stop using Empowered Diagnostics COVID Clear, COVID-19, or COVID Clear, COVID-19 Rapid Antigen Test, and the ImmunoPass COVID-19 Neutralizing Antibody Test. So those, the FDA reported the label on the product included an FDA authorization that was never given, never authorized, cleared, or approved. This recall is one of the most serious. They gave a Class 1 recall, a potential to cause serious health consequences or death. Class 1 recall is where there's a reasonable possibility that the use of or exposure to a violative product could cause serious adverse health consequences. Well, if you use a test that's not legal, not approved by the FDA, you could get a false positive or false negative. And we spoke about that. Empowered Diagnostics, who owned those tests, initiated a recall too. And then on their website, they said these are not for sale within America. I think it's a Canadian company. Well, these places have American headquarters, but I think their base is obviously overseas. So the COVClear COVID-19 Rapid Antigen Test, or what we just mentioned, the SD Biosensor Standard Q COVID Rapid Antigen Test, or the Rapid Test, they find viral proteins after swabbing one's nose or throat. It can be used to detect active infection if accurate. An ImmunoPass COVID-19 Neutralizing Rapid Antibody Test, that looks at antibodies. It's a finger stick because it needs blood. It tests antibodies to SARS-CoV-2. That test, if accurate, would detect previous infection, but not necessarily active infection. So a false negative is what they're worried about, where you take the test, it says, nope, negative. So you're like, woohoo, I'm free and clear. My fever and my cough and my body aches and my runny nose and my sore throat and my headache is not COVID. I could go to work. No, don't. You're probably positive. And the home test didn't pick it up. And it could be flu. Could be another issue. But a false positive is where, which is more rare, where it says you have COVID and you don't. This is what people are worried about in China right now as Olympians are being sidelined. And they have no symptoms, but they're testing positive. And you can test positive without symptoms. And now they can't compete. So obviously, either could be harmful. But, you know, it's just weird that we have all these, and mind you, I like competition. I don't want there to be just one test. But this is the problem I'm having as a doctor. People call in going, I need antibiotics or I need flu medication because my COVID test was negative. And I go, okay, where was your COVID test administered? What, you know, oh, it's a home test. Okay, and when did you do it? You know, oh, I did it just today. Okay? And when did your symptoms start? Oh, an hour ago. You know, and also, you also wonder, did they really test? You know, everybody's like, oh, yeah, I did tons of home tests. You did tons. Where did you get all these home tests? How did you get a whole bunch of home tests? Nobody else could find one. Yeah, I did about five. I go, I mean, was those the freebie ones you got from, you know, the administration? So that means you use your kids' COVID tests that were made in China. I'd like a little clarity on that. And so people say, yeah, I need clearance. My COVID test is negative. I need to go back to work. I'd love for you to go back to work, you know, but I can't trust the test. But it just, it's confusing to me that there's just so many brands out there. And look, power to these companies for making COVID tests. We do need COVID tests. So power to these companies that are, you know, busting their butts to try, because we need good, accurate COVID tests. But which one of these will be the gold standard? Which one of these is what we could trust? I need accurate COVID tests because I have to decide, you know, who I could give Paxlovid to or Molnupiravir once we're able to prescribe them. They're not very ubiquitous in pharmacies right now, but you need to have a positive COVID test so within 5 days to decide to give it to them. Now, eventually later, like with Tamiflu, we'll be able to give it whether you're positive or not. If you've been exposed to flu, we'll give you Xofluza or Tamiflu. Although they're saying maybe we should slow down on that because, you know, we, with all the, like, you know, this avian flu and some of these other things, we want to make sure we don't breed resistance. But I need to know that if your COVID test is a negative, you are honest to God negative. Instead, I'm noticing with patients, and mind you, I'm licensed in multiple states, so I get to see people across the board. So they're obviously in different consumer centers getting different tests, but across the board, many of them are not testing positive right away, but they will test positive the following week. So day 5 through 9. And a study last week came out saying you are your most infectious with COVID on day 5. So the day the CDC says you can go back to work is the day you're actually the most infectious with your COVID. So if you're most infectious on day 5, that explains why we're probably seeing the tests pick it up on day 5, more so than on day 1. The problem is that the test doesn't pick it up till day 5. I just lost 5 days that I could have given you a medication once we get that available. This is a cluster. As a doctor, I am very frustrated. So we have tests from other countries. We have tests non-FDA approved. We have Biden seal of approval tests, but they're from China. I don't know what the hell to do. Meanwhile, we have so many people that, I mean, I tested negative 3 times for COVID. My family tested negative for COVID. We did the throat, we did the nose. Both throat and nose didn't pick it up yet. I got to tell you, they had the exact same symptoms. Either that or there's another sort of cold that's mimicking the same symptoms of mild COVID. I don't know. One of you asked if the vaccine is causing us to not be positive on our COVID test. It shouldn't cause you to be positive, but could it be making you less because you don't have as much viral load? I don't know. I doubt it, but it's a good question. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell him I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Chaebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I love the Olympics. You guys are well aware. I think it's really, really cool. I thought the parallel slalom was cool with the snowboarders. Yesterday I saw the snowboard, was it the cross? Kind of like a motocross, but for snowboarding. Very, very cool. We won our first Olympic gold in that. Really quickly, just if you look at the medal counts, we have, that was Lindsay Jacob Ellis. She had won the first gold medal for the U.S. We did have skiers sadly hurt. If we get updates on them, we'll let you know, definitely. Still, the Russian Olympic Committee leads with 11 total medals. Austria has 10, Norway 10, Germany 8, Sweden, Netherlands, Italy have 7, 5, China, Slovenia, China has 5, but the United States is 7. So we are kicking a lot of people's butts. So we're doing good. We finally have a gold medal. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I'm excited about that. There is another Russian doping issue being alleged. 15-year-old figure skating sensation. She is, let me see if I have her name, Valieva. I guess could do quads. Quad jumps. So, you know, the triple axel, triple toe loop, a quadruple toe loop or a quadruple jump. Usually the men do that. I remember in the olden days it was just the female, it was the men that could do the triples on certain ones, like back in the 90s. Now females could easily do triples, but now these are quads. And I guess it was reported that Kamila Valieva, who is 15 years old and is a goddess when it comes to figure skating. This is huge news because she is, I mean, when you see her, you haven't seen another skater do what she does. Kamila Valieva is now at the center of the latest Russian doping scandal. It came after the International Olympic Committee twice delayed the formal medal ceremony at which she and her 5 Russian teammates were supposed to be presented with their gold medals. Now, there is no official confirmation of the failed test, nor details on what substance was involved, but Russian media said it was not performance-enhancing, but used to treat a cardiological problem. RBC News named it as trimetazidine, which is used to prevent angina attacks, but is considered a stimulant by the World Anti-Doping Agency. Now, I apologize. I haven't been able to research this for you guys because I just got this in. I stayed up late to watch snowboarding, so I don't know what the heck was going on, you know, and I heard something. So it's an anti-ischemic. So anti-angina, meaning it opens up the blood vessels. It's a metabolic agent of the fatty acid oxidation inhibitor class. So it improves myocardial glucose utilization through fatty acid metabolism. So it is supposed to treat, I guess, symptoms of angina, the trimetazidine, and I think it could also lower blood pressure, pulse rate. So I wouldn't call it a stimulant. You know, and it isn't supposed to depress cardiac function. So I need to take a little bit more. It's a piperazine derivative, and we use it for angina. So I'm not sure. I mean, I could see we've used it for heart failure, things like that. Let me see if it's in the U.S. and if there's a brand name. No, it's not approved for use right now in the U.S. And a lot of drugs we have, you know, let me see. How is it doping? Okay, my guess is it might allow them to fatigue less. That's my guess. So, let me see. The drug is sometimes called TMZ. It was added to a World Anti-Doping Agency list back in 2014. Reduces blood flow to the heart, but has athletic benefits. It's supposed to improve physical efficiency, especially in the case of endurance. That was from a paper back in 2014, one confirmed positive test. So, as you know, we have a Russian Olympic Committee because Russia has a 2-year doping ban from the World Anti-Doping Agency. So, when there's now on the Russian Olympic Committee a case that starts to make people kind of, antsy as to what the heck is going on. So we'll keep you posted. She is under, Valieva is under 16. So she is considered a, quote, protected person, which means she cannot be held responsible for substances found in her doping samples and should not even be publicly named as a suspect. So, but obviously people are talking about it. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I don't have a lot on the story. Once we get more of that, we will tell you. I think Nathan Chen and Americans got silver medals. The Japanese team bronze. So that happened a few days ago for their... but the, I guess the gold ceremony was, or the ceremony was postponed for 24 hours, then postponed again Tuesday night, and then the mystery deepened Wednesday when four of the Russian team skaters did not turn up for a scheduled practice session at the Beijing skating venue, and Valieva was among those missing. And everybody wants to see her. She is amazing. So all we heard was that a situation arose at short notice that requires legal consultation. You can bet your bottom dollar we are doing everything that the situation could be resolved as soon as possible. So the athletes, what ended up happening was the Russian Olympic Committee was formed so athletes could compete. And while Russia was getting punished because of previous doping allegations, why should somebody who spent their whole life, you know, and it wasn't their race, it wasn't their team that doped, get denied? So to avoid everybody trying to scramble and find a country, because remember, you can't defect, right? You know, people trying to defect from the Soviet Union. I don't think you could leave and denounce your citizenship that easily from Russia. The Olympic Committee was like, look, we're going to allow a Russian Olympic Committee. This way, athletes could compete. And the Russian Olympic Committee right now is leading the medal tally. People want to know why. So we'll keep you posted on that. That is kind of fascinating. Also, what's fascinating are these robo noodles. Have you guys seen this? It's a robotic cook, and I guess they're calling it robo noodles. So Beijing, as we said, the cafeteria style area, but then there's also areas for the media where a robot cooks and serves and prepares the food and brings it down from the ceiling. And so it's, quote, the intelligent meal preparation and meal service system here can not only improve the efficiency of meal supply, but also save manpower to the maximum extent and avoid excessive human interaction in the context of epidemic prevention and control. So we've been seeing these, plastic, people eating among their own little plastic cubbies, even though you could very easily, you know, when you push your chair out, breathe other people. I mean, you can breathe other people's air no matter what. But it's fascinating to see the plate of eats come down. You're like, give me my eats. Oh, remember Back to the Future 2? Remember he said, fruit, fruit, Marty McFly's son, and then a whole bowl of fruit comes? That's kind of how it is. So, anyway, the robotic cook makes hamburgers, boils rice and noodles. There's a bartender cocktail in 90 seconds. Coffee. This could definitely extend to America and replace jobs. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.